Tennessee is back on top in women's college basketball. Last night, the Lady Vols beat the Rutgers Scarlet Knights 59-46 to win the NCAA championship. It was Tennessee's first national title in 9 years and a seventh championship win for Coach Pat Summitt. ESPN sports columnist Jamel Hill was watching the game and joins us now for the highlights. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how did Tennessee do it?
Tennessee did it two simple ways. Candace Parker and rebounding, and Tennessee really, really used their size to dominate on the glass.
And much of the attention in this game was on Candace Parker. She scored 17 points. Let's listen to a little clip of her talking after the game.
Our focus was just one game, and then the next, and the next, and then we looked up and we were in the national championship game. And I just can't believe it. I can't describe the feeling. It's amazing. Something that we've all wanted, and I'm just happy that we did it.
Jamel, how good is Candace Parker? And also, what lies ahead for her?
She would certainly go down as one of the best players in Tennessee's history, especially now that she has the championship. She's regarded as probably maybe the best player in women's basketball, certainly one of the most versatile and athletic. And also now the fans know for sure that she's returning because there was some question about whether or not she was eligible to go to the WNBA as a redshirt sophomore, but she cleared that up last night, which was no surprise to me, considering for women's basketball, the NCAA is still the biggest stage.
So she'll be back with Tennessee?
Yes, she will be back.
Pat Summitt, Tennessee's coach, is the most successful coach in the history of college basketball. How does this championship rank with her other trophies?
I think this is an important one because this is the longest championship drought she's ever been through. And I think for her, it's always important for her to see her sort of next wave of athletes win a title. This is their first title. I think it was very exhilarating to her. And the only other person above her in terms of championships is John Wooden. And it'll be interesting to see if Pat Summitt can catch him. And I think that she can, given the fact that she's still relatively young. She can probably coach for another 10 to 15 years. And so it's more than feasible by the time this woman is done that she'll have 1,100 or 1,200 victories.
And Rutgers, turning to Rutgers, was an unexpected contender in the women's final. But in the end, their coach, C. Vivian Stringer, said, "We look like a deer stuck in headlights."
Well, she's got a really young team, and the good news is, you know, it's very feasible that they can be a favorite coming to return to the Final Four next year. But certainly for the championship game, they did look young. They didn't make a lot of shots. Their team defense wasn't quite as tight as it had been throughout the tournament. And I think given the fact that they were on the biggest stage in women's college basketball, they were playing one of the most storied teams that's ever played. You know, that's a very overwhelming moment for kids that age and certainly for her program.
And what about Coach Stringer's journey to last night's championship game? Like Tennessee's Pat Summitt, she's a real veteran.
Yeah, they're both really good friends, and both of them are sort of the elder stateswomen of women's basketball. And I think for C. Vivian, this was a very important moment, not only for her, but for black female coaches in the game, just because there are so few of them. Less than 8% of the programs are run by black females, and I think her being on this stage was kind of a Tony Dungy moment, if you will. It would have been nice to see her win it, but I think just her presence alone will have an impact on hiring and seeing more black female coaches there in the future.
Jamel, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Jamel Hill writes the Page 2 column for ESPN.com.